Maseches Ksubis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah starts, Besula Nises Liyayim Haravi, a Besula, a woman who is a Besula, a virgin, she has to get married on Yayim Haravi, not the night of Yayim Chamishi, but the afternoon of Wednesday, hence the day Wednesday. V'almana Liyayim HaChamishi, and Almana is for Yayim HaChamishi. She gets married on Thursday. And the Mishnah now explains why a Besula gets married on Wednesday. Shepa'amayim b'Shabbos, because twice during a week, Batei Dinim Yoshvim b'Ayarais, Bezdin sits in the large city, in the cities. Bayoim Hasheni u'Bayoim HaChamishi, on Monday and on Thursday. Shehem hoyalei tainas psulim, if the Baal will have a taina of besulim, if he consummates the marriage on Wednesday night, he will have... if he has a tainas besulim, he does not find besulim with his wife, he can be mashkim, hoye mashkim lebezdin, he will awake and go to Bezdin on Thursday morning. Whereas if we allow him to get married earlier than Wednesday, he perhaps will be niskarer daitoi, his das will become calmed down, and he will not go to Bezdin being upset. And therefore, we are concerned, and Rashi learns we are concerned that perhaps she really was Mizana Tachtov, and she is in truth Osir to him. In those days, as we are going to see in the future Mishnayos, Erisin and Nisuin were separated by 12 months, but when it comes to a Besula. Therefore, after Erisin, which is the Kinyan of Kiddushin, which is the Kinyan of Ishus, the woman is an Ashes Ish, and therefore, if she lives with someone, Be'isser, she lives with another person at that time between Erisin and Nisuin, anytime after Erisin, she is Osir to her husband. If he is a Yisrael, there are two criteria that are required. It has to be that she has Bia Tachtav, meaning after Erisin, and it was Bia Beratzoin. However, if she was raped, or if her Bia happened earlier than the Erisin, she's going to be mutter to him. Tosfos explains and asks on Rashi, if we're concerned that he's in truth usher to her, why should we be concerned? It's a Svek Sveka, as the Gemara on Daftes discusses. Suffik tachtov, suffik ena tachtov. Imtim salayma tachtov, suffik beratzen, suffik ba'ines. Tosfos learns it is a loy plug. Tosfos learns that the Chachamim made a takana that she should get married on Wednesday because just in case the person will ultimately be a koyein. And if a koyein marries a woman and she is even if she is ne'enas, even if she is raped tachtov, she is going to be Osir to her husband. And over there, there's only one suffix, if it was tachtov or eina tachtov. Alternatively, Tosfos gives a case where there's one suffix, the case where a person marries a woman, and she's a young lady, she's a girl, she's a baby, a katan, ktana, if she was less than 3 years old. If she's less than 3 years old, she therefore... her besulim achayzrim, as we're going to see in the future Mishnayos, bia is not a bia, and therefore it certainly happened tachtav. The question is, did it happen baratzen or ba'aynis? So, just to recap, Rashi learns even in the case where it's a svek sveka, but the point is, Chazal wanted that the man should come to Beis Din in a timely fashion so that he would not calm down, because maybe in truth she's usher to him, and we're concerned even in a case of svek sveka. And Tosfos says it's a loy plugged to a case of one suffix. Now, I'm sure you're all wondering, how come the Mishnah gives only one day that's possible? Since Beis Din sits both on Monday and Wednesday, why can't they get married on Sunday afternoon? This, the Gemara explains that there is an omission in the Mishnah. The Mishnah leaves out one important point, that there's something called a takana of shoktu. Shoktu means that the Chachamim were vigilant about having the husband prepare a suda for his wife, for the marriage. And the husband would have to be required to work Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday to prepare the suda for the suda's chasana, and Wednesday they would get married. And they couldn't do this shaktu prior to Shabbos. This also is the reason why the almana is liyoyim hachamishi, because shaktu chacham nechachamim mumesakein, that the husband should be involved with his wife. It's another similar type of shaktu, but he should be busy with her Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so he wouldn't go to work and only start going to work on Sunday. Sunday, therefore the almana is liyoyim hachamishi. Mishnah Beis, besula ksubasa mosayim. A besula is entitled to a ksuba of mosayim 200 zuz. The almana mona, and an almana is only entitled to a mona. Besula almana grusha v'chalutza. If a besula, she's ostensibly, supposedly a besula. However, she's an almana. What does that mean? That means they had chuppah, but there was no bia. Excuse me, not chuppah, but there was no bia. Excuse me. There was no chuppah at all. She was only min ha'erison. Her husband died after erison. Or she was divorced after erison. That's grusha. V'chalutza, her husband died. And the yavam went and did chalitza all minho erison. There was no nisuin whatsoever. Ksubason mosayim, their ksuba is 200. The yesh lohen taines psulim, and the husband, if he does not find psulim, has a right to taina and say, where are your psulim? And if she does not have psulim, then he would be able to taino, as we're going to see later, mekach tois v'chulei. How hagiyores v'hashvuya v'hashivcha. If a woman is a convert or she was captured by goyim, and the assumption is that she had, that they had their way with her, v'hashivcha, and a maidservant or slave, sheniftu, that's talking about the person who was captured, shenizgairu, that's a giyores, v'shenishtachru, and became freed, p'chusois mibinois shaloi shonim v'yoyim echor. This all happened when they were less than 3 years old. If it's less than 3 years old in a day, the besulim come back, and therefore, and the bia is not considered a bia, so they're not nivolim, nivolois, even though, not ba'ulois, even though they already had relations, but they were less than 3 years old. Not only that, their hymen will grow back, their besulim will grow back. Therefore, ksubasan mosayim, the ksub is mosayim, v'yesh lohen tainas psulim, and they do have a tainas psulim. The husband has a right to have assumed that she had besulim.